Hi, I'm Alexandra Bryant. It's what we all really want to know. When can we go to the footy? The NRL hopes to have fans back in the stands in July, with the AFL looking at how it can cap spectators. But Health Minister Greg Hunt says that's up to the medical expert panel.
They will make judgments without fear or favour. They won't be influenced by economic imperatives or other things. Our goal is to get Australians back to as much normality as possible, as soon as possible, but our guideline is to do it safely.
An update from police on the suspicious death of a four-year-old girl at a home in Brisbane's east. They say the family is cooperating after she was found dead at the Cannon Hill property this morning. A Supreme Court judge says it was a spectacular effort by comedian Celeste Barber to raise $51 million in bushfire relief money. Barber nominated the New South Wales RFS to receive the cash and said she'd share it with interstate charities and brigades. But a deed prevented that from happening, and that deed has today been upheld by the court. And not even an earthquake can rattle New Zealand PM Jacinda Ardern during a live interview. Wellington's today been hit by a magnitude 5.8 quake.
Quite a decent shake here, if you see things moving behind me.
Has it stopped, Prime Minister, or is it still going?
It's just stopped.
You ready?
Ready to restart their season against the Knights on Sunday. Panthers second rower Isaiah Yeo says it will be interesting to see how games go with just the one ref.
I guess everyone probably got an opinion on whether it'll slow it up, speed it up. There'll be more penalties in there, but I guess you won't know until probably the Friday or Saturday after a few games have been played. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
And the AFL has released its season restart fixture. The Crows and Port will have a round two home showdown before they fly to a quarantine hub on the Gold Coast.